Welcome to Security InfoWatch Radio, live from the ASIS show in Dallas, Texas. This is Paul Rothman, editor of Security Dealer and Integrator, and I'm here with Don Erickson, CEO of the Security Industry Association. And we kind of wanted to talk about attracting people to the security industry. So, Don, what is SIA doing as far as trying to attract more people to our industry?
So, first of all, Paul, thanks very much for having me today. We really value the relationship we have with you, as well as Security Dealer and Integrator Magazine, so thank you for that. The number one problem facing member companies today that we represent close to 800 businesses around the world, manufacturers, integrators, and distributors, is attracting qualified talent. Now, whether that be sales professionals or project managers or embedded engineers, the most common challenge we hear about. So what are we doing about it? There's five or six different steps that we're taking. In some cases, in partnership with other organizations that I'll talk about, including ASIS. Chief among them is creating a new category we're very excited about for membership. We're opening up the membership for the first time to students that can join as individual members of the association and get exposed to incredibly compelling content authored by our members, who are real technology thought leaders within the industry, as well as by our association staff. That's number one. Number two, and our senior marketing director, Jeff Cole, has been leading this initiative for us, with ASIS, we're working together with Peter O'Neill and his team at ASIS to develop a career mapping project. And what does that mean? It's defining pathways for individuals to take once they enter the industry. So that initiative should be launched by January of next year, and that'll be a resource for manufacturers, integrators, as well as end users to help attract talent to their companies. The third piece is, and you've written about this and we appreciate it, is SIA established a two-year degree program in partnership with Mercer County Community College. And that focuses on four disciplines. It's project management instruction, it's knowledge about product technology, it's security integration, and it's typical sales skills training. And the background for this really comes from Frank Defina, who is an icon from the industry, unfortunately passed away a couple years ago, who talked about he simply could not go out and find qualified salespeople in particular. And as I mentioned earlier, it's a problem expressed by many different companies. So what we're doing now is we've launched that program at Mercer. We're very happy with the enrollment. And we're also developing a licensing regime right now where other community colleges can participate in it. And our goal is to take it across the country.
So you mentioned a partnership with ASIS. What does that involve?
So Peter O'Neill has really been a breath of fresh air at ASIS. Previously, we didn't work on a number of initiatives with ASIS, so we were almost seen as competitors to each other and by some of their members and board members. What we're doing right now is we're not only focusing on initiatives that would promote the industry to millennials, the career mapping project, but we're looking at other different areas. So for example, we've established a data privacy advisory board. Peter has populated that with some of his volunteers. It's joint. It's a SIA ASIS data privacy advisory board. We're also working on some government relations initiatives, tracking state legislation that's important to their members. And what I'm really excited about is a new value add for your readers, as well as for our integrator members, is in January, we're going to be announcing the results of ASIS Foundation research, sponsored by SIA, as well as BOMA, that will provide a new guideline for integrators to use when determining risk associated with intelligent building systems. So it's a way for them to become more educated to educate their customers. And I think it's hopefully something that will be undoubtedly covered by SD&I, so we're looking forward to that.
Awesome. How do you think that will help attract more people to the industry?
Absolutely. I think it'll provide education to prospective integration company employees about some of the challenges they're going to find working with different customers.
So would you encourage integrators to recruit at colleges, or are we doing this through SIA?
So a couple things. I think we're going to provide tools through SIA and ASIS jointly that's going to better equip integrators to go out and identify and acquire talent. Okay, number one. Career mapping project is a piece of that. This guideline that comes out is going to be a second piece of that. I would encourage integrators to encourage, undoubtedly they have relationships with community colleges and other institutions. Encourage those departments of criminology, homeland security, engineering, marketing, business, to encourage their students to become members of ASIS and become knowledgeable through the content we're offering. they'll help them become future employees.
You mentioned millennials as well. Like, I know that it's a different animal trying to attract the millennials to this industry. You know, what are some of the strategies that we can use to, you know, attract those sorts of people?
So the research we've undertaken and discovered is that millennials are particularly interested in two things: networking, mentoring, you know, meeting professionals existing in the industry and leaders that they can learn from. And secondly is, believe it or not, project management. They'd like to learn more about that. And as you know, and your readers know, we offer the only security project management certification program in the industry. So I think encouraging networking opportunities towards millennials is really an effective way to do it.
And are you going to go into further depth at ISC East with this, or maybe securing new ground?
So I think we're going to have some very exciting news at ISC East around the topic of scholarships and the workforce development initiative itself. So yes, we're going to drill down further into each of these components through our education program, as well as some activities going on around the show.
Great. Well, hey, I thank you for sitting down with us, and it was really informative. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. Is that fine?
That sounds good.